who reformed the Church of England and therefore needed to separate from their own and form their own church. Following persecution from the Church of England, they went first to Holland and then eventually came to America. Now, the Puritans that some of you are familiar with were those who believed they could reform the Church of England. It turned out they were wrong, and following the severe persecution that came to them, some 20,000 of them followed the pilgrims to America. So pilgrims set sail for America on September 6, 1620. And for 2 months, they braved the harsh elements in a storm-tossed sea. Upon disembarking at Plymouth Rock, which is now Massachusetts, they held a prayer service and then hastily began building shelters. But they were so unprepared for the harsh New England winter, nearly half of them died before spring. And that was half of the 100 that was the original group. Emerging from that grueling winter, the pilgrims were surprised when an Indian named Samoset, I may not be pronouncing it right, approached them and greeted them in their own language, explaining to them that he had learned English from fishermen and traders. A week later, Samoset returned with a friend named Squanto, who lived with the pilgrims and accepted their Christian faith. Squanto taught the pilgrims much about how to live in the new world, and he and Samoset helped forge a long-lasting peace treaty between the pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians. Pilgrim governor, who would become a governor later, describes Squanto as a special instrument sent of God for our good and never left us till he died. One more paragraph. That summer, the pilgrims, still persevering in prayer and assisted by helpful Indians, they reaped a bountiful harvest. As pilgrim Edward Winslow affirmed, "God be praised. We had a good increase of Indian corn. By the goodness of God, we are far from want." Grateful pilgrims declared a three-day feast in December of 1621 to thank God and to celebrate with their Indian friends America's first Thanksgiving festival. Some 90 Wampanoag Indians joined the 50 pilgrims for 3 days of feasting, which included shellfish, lobsters, turkey, cornbread, berries, deer, and other food. 3 days of feasting and of play. The young pilgrim and Wampanoag men engaged in races, wrestling matches, and athletic events, again, along with prayer. The celebration and its accompanying activities were the origin of the holiday that we as Americans now celebrate each November. Isn't that cool? I just think that, and I think it's so typical. If men are getting together, there's some sort of competition going on. The wrestling, the actually rifle firing and some of that was going on. I just thought those insights of some of the very founding of our nation were based on people wanting freedom to worship God. I thank God for the freedom we have in this country. And before I reach what I was going to say, that is so different tonight. This evening, I want to give people in this room a chance to verbalize your own giving of thanks. On this special day, the eve of Thanksgiving that's commemorating what God's done for us, I'd like for you to be able to be specific enough in your giving of thanks. Maybe it relates to an event or a provision in your life, or it may relate to other people that are part of this church or other people in your life that God has placed there, again, as a blessing to you. We're going to give him thanks. Limit it, if you can, to a couple of minutes or so that we'll have adequate time. But before I release you, I want to play a short video. It's less than 2 minutes, but it's worth watching. And in doing so, it kind of gives us a little reminder of some of the simple and everyday things that we may overlook that are really gifts of God to us. And I'll let you kill these platform lights, and then we'll hit that. It's produced by church and it's been seen tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times. Some of you may have caught a glimpse of it already, but I think we'll enjoy it together tonight. Not the news. I think it's something else. Yeah, that's a different one. It worked before service. I'm just give you a clue of that. It's going to work again. There it is. Well, got to have volume. We'll back it up until we find it. Yeah, just try to figure that one out, would you? While you're watching. How many remember that guy? Yeah, the old crowd in here tonight, okay. Are we good? We're going to be thankful anyway. Hit play and see if we got some volume yet. It's sort of funny silently, but I'd really love to have the... All right, if we get that worked out, we will look at it. But it's obviously not happening yet. And so on your phone, because you got your curiosity up, this is really good. It's like 2 minutes. You can look up Christmas presents by church in Charlotte. I thought I had music going. I do, but it's Becky. All right, you can kill that up there and turn the lights back on. We'll see if something happens later. Martin, will you do me a favor, sir, as a microphone man? I want to start right over here, and I just want us to give thanks. It may be one sentence. It may be a paragraph. Let me help you, though. Somebody says, I'm petrified to say anything. You can just kind of put your hand up in the past, but row by row to enable you to do that. If you don't have anything, nobody's going to throw rocks at you. Some people just aren't inclined to speak publicly, but some of you, there are such specific things that maybe it's a right now thank you. I don't have to look back very far to say thank you, Lord. You've been good right over here and over here, and can we start there? Vance has got he's a thankful man anyway. So start on this side, cover that whole section, and then we'll slip to the middle section, we'll go to this other one. Stand up if you don't mind,
okay. So
that people don't have to guess at who in the world.
I'd say I am thankful for a godly heritage. You guys know my parents and my grandparents before them were godly folks. And this is a tough season for us with my stepdad having a stroke and Parkinson's. But just the other day, and I don't know if Theresa may have said this one night, but my stepdad was saying, I wish I could walk, I wish I could walk. And my mom said to him, Jim, I know you want to walk, but let's count our blessings. And she said, I've got you here with me. I could have lost you. We have each other together. You can talk. You can reason. You can communicate with me. You can feed yourself. You can watch television. We have our family that loves us all around us. So mom just started recounting all the blessings that they do have. And it reminded me that I need to be thankful for everything that I have. And I'm thankful for the caregivers that my parents have. Patricia is one of them. And Amanda was one before. And, that's not an easy job. And that's a tough job. And I'm thankful for those that are caregivers, to those that do things that many of us would never want to do. And they do it gladly with a grateful heart.
Well, this past week I've been thinking how thankful I am for you guys, because we had a lot of activities going on over the last couple of weeks, and just to see everybody jumping in and doing it, but not just doing it, but doing it with joy, and that's what just blew my mind, is how everybody was like here early and left late, and no matter what we had going on. And so I was just like, wow, that is awesome. And I was just so thankful for that.
I'm thankful for my family. continue to pursue the Lord and everything, and just like y'all are my family as well. Everybody's busy doing their things, but they still show up, to worship the Lord together. And I guess that's the main thing, just our health. And just the joy in everybody's lives, that we all have our struggles, our ups and downs, but overall, we just keep our focus on the Lord, and He walks us through those, and so I'm just thankful for that.
I'm thankful for my husband. He's a good man, and loves the Lord, and that's a blessing. And I have somebody that really is serious about making sure he takes care of us and covers us. And I'm thankful that this year Emily is well. This time last year we didn't know what was going on with her, and she just woke up one day and just couldn't get out of bed, and 21 years old. And so for about 6 months, we didn't know what was going on, and now she's back there. She is one of the ones that speaks on Wednesday nights. She teaches Sunday school. She's teaching school now. She's working on her master's, and everything's great. And so I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for my family, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I'm thankful for my husband. He's a blessing to me because he's always there for me, because he knows I'm a servant. So I'm going to be here and there and everywhere. And he's okay. We're doing good. I'm mostly thankful to God for the privilege it is to serve. The peace that passes understanding through things. I'm grateful for the house where Jesus shines, every single man that's there. I'm grateful for my staff, for the long hours, and for that peace and putting up with me. I'm always correcting and teaching, so I know I'm pretty sure sometimes it gets on their nerves. But I'm also thankful for Church of the Open Door. There wouldn't be a house where Jesus shines without a pastor with a big heart. My friend, my pastor, my leader, and my brother. And I'm thankful for the ladies that participate in Overcomers. That's a passion, and I know that I can't do it without them. So I'm thankful for so many things, but I'm thankful for God's, the privilege it is to serve, and that I'm still here. Thank you, Lord.
I want to share something that the Lord been showing to me yesterday, like thinking in the day that we are going to have tomorrow. And the Lord been showing to me about faith. And sometimes it's easy to thank God when we already get things. But he showed to me, and this is something that I want to share, that to give him thanks before you see things happen in your life. I'm sure that he already gave to you promises, or he poured some prophetic words over you. And this is something that I want to release and for you to it and think about it. Whatever prophetic word that the Lord gave to you, or whatever promise he gave to you, something that he really pleased on you and he really likes, even that we don't see those promises getting accomplished, is to give him thanks. Because when you give him thanks, you are telling him that what he promised already to you is going to come to pass, and you are going to receive it. And when you stand in the position of giving thanks before you get things come to you, you are increasing your faith, and you are growing up your faith. And you are creating things around those things, and those things, yes or no, have to come to you. Whatever he have promised you would be a job or a family situation or healing or whatever. If the Lord promised to you, there is no highest level of word in the universe that can support that. If the Lord promised to you something, that have to come to pass. And your position is only to be giving things thanks. So I want to give thanks for all the things that he has promised to me, even that I don't have it right now. Those things are going to come to pass. And I want to give him thanks for that and for being here sharing this to you, with you this night.
I'm thankful for the job that I have right now. I've lost so many jobs over the years, mostly because of my disability. And I had two jobs at the beginning of the year, but I got sick, and I lost both of them because of that. So I'm also thankful that I'm not sick anymore and that I'm out of the hospital since May was the last time I was in the hospital. And I'm thankful that I still have my current job and it's paying my bills. I'm not relying on my mother to pay my bills anymore, so I'm thankful for that.
Pastor, I'm so glad you're back and you had a good time. I am very thankful for all the special people in my life, and most of them are the ones that I have met here in my immediate family. I'm also thankful tonight for my health. I had two surgeries this year, had four procedures done, and everything came out negative. And when the last one I had, not the last, but one of them I had, when she told me that everything is fine, you don't have to have this done anymore, I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And she said, you're right. So I'm so thankful that I do have a doctor that is a very devout Christian lady. She is so precious, and she takes good care of me, almost as good as God does. And I'm also thankful, Pastor, for the ministry that I am in, working at the food pantry, being able to talk and hear people's stories and then praying with them and laughing and crying with them and just giving them a hug. And there's very few, when I ask, do you want prayer today, will say no. The majority of them will say yes. Even some of them will ask me before I can even ask them. And that is such a awesome ministry.
I want to say, first of all, God is good. And I want to just thank him for the peace that has given me through some deaths that we've had in my family, just especially just recently, you know, and Tim Cray brought a good message for that. I'm thankful for him for bringing a good message. I got a lot of, he says some stuff about, you know, not to lean on our own understanding, you know, but to acknowledge him and he'll direct our paths, you know, because there's lots of things that we don't understand, you know, and that we weren't created to try to understand some of the things. We just have to trust him, you know, and that, you know, and the peace that passes understanding, you know. So I'm glad I don't have to try to understand that, because it's just a peace, you know, and I just know that it's from God, you know. And so I just wanted to, you know, thank him for that, you know, and thankful for that. I don't have to try to earn that from him, you know. And like the song says, all I had to do was praise, you know. So I'm just thankful for all that.
Praise the Lord on tonight. I am so thankful for so many things that God has done in my life. I don't have enough words to even express what my heart feels. God has been so good. But I do thank him most of all for being the Lord of my life. I also thank him for saving both of my children. When the Lord saved me, then that allowed me to understand how important that it is for all of us to be saved. And of course, my children, they're very dear to me. And I always said that if anything were to ever happen to me, there's one thing in life that I know that I wanted for my children, and that's for them to know Jesus. Because in this world, that is the man to know. And so I thank him tonight. My daughter, as a young girl, I knew then that the Lord had his hands on her life. But my son chose a different path. And so I was so excited. I want to shout right now, but I was so excited what the Lord did for him. The Lord saved him, the Lord sanctified him, and delivered him. And I'm so excited on tonight, if y'all only knew what my heart feels on tonight. And I always say that if God doesn't do anything else, he's done enough already. Thank you.
You have to bear with me. I feel like I'm the most blessed person in the world. Good family. They treat me well. They have to. He's your pastor. And my daughter does also.
For those that don't know, that's my mom. So if she talks bad about family, she's only talking about my sister, not me. Just letting you know that.
I have eight great-grandchildren, and I never worry about how they're being raised because they're being taught about God. But one thing I don't know if I've ever said is how much I appreciate people in this church. You know, everybody treats me with so much love and respect. And when you have 83 years of stories to tell and people still listen to you and smile, you know, you pretend so well. And I appreciate that. I just love you.
I'm not a speaker either, so there it goes. I'm thankful for the Lord most of all, and I'm very thankful for this church. The Lord put me here, and I was even prophesied over and was told to stay here. So I'm here, and I have a big heart, and I will help you and help anybody that I can. And the Lord has put so many special people from this church into my heart for a reason, and I learn something every day. He is with me every day, and he's teaching me every day. I get mad at myself, but he's going now. He talks to me, and I listen. And it's hard to try to explain that to people because they're like, what do you mean he talks to you? You have a little something in here. And you'll know inside. Just listen. He does talk to you. Don't ignore it. Thank you.
I just feel like I have to say I am also thankful for this church. It's been a great year. I've been here for a year now, so it's been awesome.
Well, I could probably write a whole book, but I won't. One of the things is thank God first for who he is. But boy, I'm thankful because look at where I'm at. In this place, with all this loving people, this spiritual feeling you have in here, the Holy Spirit. You know how I feel about you, Pastor. Pastor Teresa, Chiquita, my little sister up there that's crazy. But, Highland, I love you. But I have a lot of faith in you.
Who are crazy up in here? Ain't nobody crazy up in here. I know.
I didn't mean to say that word, but she knows I'm playing. But he's just put me around so many caring people that I didn't even think could exist. He's always been with me even before I came to this church. Boy, he's gotten me through a whole lot of stuff. And then, not just because of my health diagnosis and all that. You know, I don't even worry about that much anymore. Like that song says, it's his breath in my lungs. That's my theme song because every breath I take is his. And he allows me to do that. And if you had told me a few years back, I'd be praying it with the food pantry people. I would have said, you're crazy. And when I first started, I thought, you feel like, nah. I'll push buggies, but I can't do that. And now, like Linda said, the joy you get, just the joy. I've had people that will come up and tell me, will you pray for me? And I'm like, me? So I'm just excited to see what God really has for me because I'm finally starting to believe that I fit. It's a terrible feeling to know that a lot of times don't fit in because you're not what people expect to be. In here, it just seems like everybody loves God. And what I've learned, I could have never learned in all the years of living, as much as I've learned here. And it's just peaceful. Everyone here is like a real family. Loving, caring. People hugging don't even want anything in return. They're just expressing themselves, and I've learned to do that. And now I have my two grandsons that I don't know what I'd do without them. The oldest one I raised on my own since he was one, just me and him. And a few months ago, he finally, you know, he's 21 now, he grew up, and I thought, oh, God, what am I going to do? But the Lord showed me, and I know a lot of people always say, God told me, well, that day I realized that he does talk to you because he told me. I didn't take him from you, John. He's still here. He just moved out of your house. So being able to even say that he does speak to you, boy, there's so much to be thankful for. Like I tell the people in the pantry, count your blessings because there's so many things that could be so much more wrong than what we think about every day. So I thank you, Pastor, and everyone here. But that man, I give him everything. Father God, thank you.
I'd like to say I'm thankful for my husband, my family, my church family, and all the encouragers. And most, I'm thankful for God. He loves me. He even likes me. So there you go. Still working on me, but getting there. Thank you.
I'm thankful for my wife and my family, my health, a lot of things that's been echoed for most of you and probably will continue. One of the things I thought about when I was thinking about what to say is I think mostly for me when I had to really think of what I'm really thankful for is every morning, whenever it is, the most valuable thing that God gave us through the crucifixion and the resurrection was his presence. I'm thankful for the access that we have to that. And the second thing I'm thankful for, what we still have currently that's very valuable, is the freedom in this country to pursue just that. So that's something that really hit me. We don't know what we have sometimes. There's times that I've forgotten about it. But just to come back on par and getting aligned with that, wherever you are, wherever that is, I know he's always there. He's always been there for me, no matter where I've been. So I'm thankful mostly for his presence.
Well, first and foremost, I think I'm thankful to be in a house of God where the Spirit of the true living Lord is moving, and I feel that here. I truly do. I'll go ahead and take this opportunity to tell you that I'm new here. This is my second time. My name is Scott, and you've been wonderful to me the two times that I've attended. It's been an honor to worship with you. I'm new to this area. I'm originally from Waco, but I've been recently placed here to take care of an ailing family member, and I'm even thankful for that. Not that he's ailing and deteriorating at the rate that he is, but I'm thankful that God chose me to come down and be a part of his life and to sit with him and talk with him and share God's love with him. And in so doing, it led me to this church here to join with you guys and worship God and take some of that back home and spread it around with him. So it's been quite an experience here dealing with that, and I'm grateful to call this place my new home for now. And so it's an honor to be with you all and to worship our Lord. So thank you very much, all of you.
So many people have already said so much, and there's so much to say to be thankful for. Of course, you know, Lord and Savior, family, the church. I want to thank God for his guidance and his direction over our lives. Just like the pilgrims, I felt like we were led down here back when we moved down here. Here recently, a couple of years ago, my mom passed, and this year Carrie's mom passed, and to go back and see such a difference between, you know, the families we have there and the family we have here. You know, there's such a peace when the family comes together and that kind of thing, and the opportunity that the church gives us to have extended family and to be able to serve, whether it's at the house or, you know, the many opportunities we have, even if you can't get the video to come up, it's still, you know, we love this church and the body that we've been able to be a part of, but, you know, for God's faithfulness over the years to guide us and direct us, I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. You can speak from up there if you want to, but but thank you.
Most importantly, I'm thankful for the grace that God has shown me, especially over the last few years. And most importantly, I'm thankful for my family. And tomorrow, since 2013, when my dad passed away, tomorrow my immediate family will be all under one roof. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, God used food to get Paul and I here, so I'm thankful for Whataburger. We retired and moved back home where I was born and raised, and born and raised here, I knew there was not a church, a spirit-filled church that I knew of around here, so we went to Whataburger one day after being several churches here, and Paul just happened to look out the window of Whataburger and says, I wonder what that open door thing is over there. So that Wednesday night, we came on a Wednesday night because it's safer. And but it, pastor did not let our seats warm up a seat here before he was right in front of us introducing himself to us. And so I'm thankful for this church. It's just blessed us so much. And a lot of growth, too. We've been here several years now, and I just love our pastors. I love all of the volunteers, too. There's just a way here that is just so pleasant and so sweet and so sensitive. And I'm thankful for my husband. He's a very pliable person in the Lord. He takes criticism well. And I'll take it well, too, don't I? But he's so pliable, and he loves God. And so I'm very thankful for that.
First of all, I want to give God thanks that Jesus never gave up on me. You know, when I ponder about what Jesus did on the cross, he gave his life in exchange for mine. And every time I think about that, you know, my heart floods with gratitude because of what he has done. You know, you know, the Christian life is a process of making mistakes, and that's how we grow. And in my personal life, I have made mistakes, but I also see the grace of God and the mercy of God in my personal life. For those that don't know me, I used to live a criminal life. I spent a lot of time in prison. I have 5 convictions, 5 TDC numbers, 3 parole violations, state school for boys. But by God's mercy, on November the 26th, which was yesterday, I received Jesus inside a cell. I call upon the name of the Lord, and he saved me right there.
What year was that, Paul?
And that was November the 26th. Which was yesterday, 13 years. I've been out of prison 13 years because of the grace of God. And so I say this for my brothers here. And the reason that I'm here is because I can relate to my brothers here. You know, I could have gone to another church. But when I found out that Pastor Ronnie has this type of ministry, I decided to stay here. God sent me here. And so I'm here for that. 2 weeks ago, I found myself in the hospital. There was when they examined me, there was blood running into my brain, and I had some very severe pain in my brain. I was dealing with the spirit of fear, telling me that there was a voice telling me that I wasn't going to make it. That I was going to die, and this, that, and the other. And but because of the word of God that I had been studying through the years, I had word inside my spirit. My spirit was not in bondage. It was my flesh. And the word that I had sustained me through that. And so I was delivered from that also. You know, and God healed me out of that. And so I'm here again. Also, I'm very grateful that I have a pastor. You know, I consider him as my spiritual father, because through the years that I was in prison, I lost my dad. I never got to see him again. My mother died. My brothers died. I'm the only man in the family that is still alive. But because of God's grace, I'm still alive. And there's a ministry. There's a ministry that God has given me, and I need to fulfill it. And I'm very grateful for Pastor Ronnie. You know, I have made mistakes, and Pastor Ronnie has always corrected me. I have to submit to his correction because he's my pastor. And but it's the process of growing in Christ Jesus. We all make mistakes. But I also see the grace of God, the love of God. And I say this because of you guys. You know, if God did that for me, he can do it for you. And so I am grateful for that. I am grateful that he gave me a wife And I am also grateful that I have brothers and sisters in Christ that when I was down and out, I could call upon them. I could call upon my pastor, and they pray for me. You know, I'm grateful for that. That this church here, you know, we're soldiers of the Lord. Something happens, you can call upon them, and they pray for you. They'll stand in the gap for you, and God honors that. And this is why I'm here after what has happened to me. I didn't think I was going to make it. But God has healed me. I feel good. I don't have no headaches anymore. And I'm back on track. And I give God all praise, glory, and honor for that.
All righty. Where do I start? I have so much to be grateful for and thankful for. But especially my wife and my family, my immediate family, and my church family. Anytime I come across any problems or anything like that, that's my brother out there. I mean, my true brother. I call on him. But just real thankful for everything, this church family and all. And I'll be short so someone else can say something. Thank you.
I have a lot to be thankful for. Just so many blessings. I just don't even really know where to start. I have a very good job that I've been at for a long time. And I got the opportunity, like I do every year, to thank the president and vice president of my company, keeping me on through the layoffs that they've had through the years, and to encourage them for what they sacrificed to keep the company going. And, you know, I thank especially for my husband. And we've had this was a rough year. This was a rough year for us. But there's just so many blessings, and we have more yet to come, even in this year. We do look forward to 2020. But I am thankful for a lot of things this year, and we have our daughter's having surgery next week, and it's not a surgery that we were expecting, and we were kind of blindsided a little bit by it, but we know God is in control. And once again, we thank him for his healing powers, and we thank Pastor Ronnie. You had come up there to the hospital, and we didn't even have words for Tony and I to even speak because we were just so set back. And but there he was, and Tony could talk with him, and I felt a lot better about that. He was very upset, and that's the kind of pastor we have here. That's the kind of people we have at this church. If you need prayer, if there's anything going on in your life, we have prayer warriors here. These people will pray for you. They don't take it lightly. They'll pray for you. And just remember that. Everybody here, there's just so much to be grateful for.
I'm thankful for answered prayer for my grandmother. Mother prayed 40 years for me. You see me standing here. I'm thankful for Pastor Ronnie and Nelsa for the calling God put on their heart for the house, which I come through back in February after 5 years incarceration. I'm thankful for Pastor Ronnie and Nelsa trusting in me and following their heart and what God led them to do to hire me as a staff member there. So if you're praying for somebody, don't stop. It works. And if God puts a calling on your heart, please follow that, because you may be answering somebody's mother or grandmother's prayer, and that's the reason I'm here.
That's right. Praying for 40 years and the fruit of her prayer. Thank God.
Woo! I've got a lot to be thankful for tonight, church. I'm thankful for our church, for our pastor. Brother, I can't say enough about what a wonderful brother, friend, pastor you've been to me. And I love you from the bottom of my heart. And, brother, I relate a whole lot to what you just shared. Spent about 15 years of my adult life in prison. Man, I have not been a good guy, you know. God and let me know that he loved me anyway, you know. And I know what all them years in prison will do to you. But it helped make me the man that I am today. Well, God did that. But he used that place for me to be able to be still and know that he is God. And that the things in my life were bigger than I was. The addictions that I had. The things that I got involved in. They were bigger than me. And brother, I've tried many times to get my life straightened up. Well, I'll change. I'll do this. I'll do that. And until you really get with God, that change just doesn't seem to happen for me. And tell you what, church, I want you praying for me about one other thing. I've decided to quit smoking. That's my kind of, man, look here, I've done every drug under the sun, but smoking just seemed to be the toughest thing for me to put down. And God let me know, man, that, hey, I can put that down too. I shared with Brother Ronnie, I didn't think that smoking would necessarily send you to hell, but sure make you smell like you've been there. And I was convicted about that. You know, I'd be around my brothers and sisters in Christ, go up to hug them, and I think, oh man, I smell like an ashtray. You know, and it's really, I think that it was hindering my testimony, that I want to give it all over to God. I want to sell out totally to him. I feel that God's got a calling in my life, and I'm asking my church home here, pray for me about that. Because I want to be right. I want to be ready. I want to be able to get out there and stand up tall and say, this is what God can do. And mean it. So, brother, I know what you're talking about. And that's one of the things that appeals to me so much here, too, is our pastor, this church. You know, they don't look down their noses at you just because you've spent good deal of your life in prison. They'll meet you with open arms and love you for just who you are. And that's what God is. That's the way he wants you to come to him, just as you are. Man, I'm going to tell you something. When I decided to really get real about him, it's been a daily thing, man. And daily, he reveals himself even more to me. The closer I draw to him, the closer he draws to me. And I'm thankful for that. And I love y'all, and I'm asking you to keep me in your prayers. Amen.
I'm not very good at talking. But since I've been here, I've been here off and on for 4 years, and just been a member almost a year now, and been able to witness to people who have looked at me as, you know, somebody that I'm going to go to that person. And I like to share, you know, what I've been through, you know, and let them know that if God did it for me, he could do it for you, you know. And I'm so grateful for where I'm at right now, the people in my life. If I could share, Teresa's mother-in-law left me a message. And she says, I hadn't talked to you for a week and a half. I miss you. You know, that just meant so much to me right now because I wasn't feeling it, you know. And this church loves on you, no matter where you're from,
Good evening. I have a lot to be thankful for, similar to Scott, right? Yeah. My wife and I wandered in here one night and met you folks, and the Lord met us here. And between then and now, he's let us know that we thought we were coming here to help somebody that was in need of help, but he was drawing us, and we're thankful for that. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Pastor Ronnie. You've done a great job of cultivating an atmosphere here where people can share what the Lord has given them to people that the Lord inspires them to share with them. And y'all have done that with us, and I appreciate it. And I want to encourage you, when the Lord gives you something, when you see something in someone's eye, when you hear something in someone's voice, and the Lord gives you something to help them out with it, as you've been doing, keep doing it, because it is a tremendous blessing. It's been a tremendous blessing to my wife and I, and the Lord has used you in our lives to help us see a little bit clearer on the path that he's put us on, and we appreciate it. And I know sometimes it's stepping out of your comfort zone and it isn't what you normally do, but if you keep sharing with what God has given you to share with other people, you will grow, you will learn, God will use you in their lives, you will see other people grow around you, and you will be the blessing that God has called you to be. And I just want to thank you all for doing that and encourage you to be faithful, to continue to do it. I need it. And I will share with you when God gives me something to share with you, all right? And I appreciate it if you do it for me, all right? I appreciate you people. I love you. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for you guys. My main, I listening to you guys tell about the testimonies of your what you've been going through and how the Lord has brought you back has been so much to me because of my son. And I could just see him one day standing and saying the same stuff you're saying. So just thank you so much for that. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful that the Comforter has come. And I'm thankful for my husband and the encouragement he is to me all the time when I'm kind of forgetting. And I'm just so grateful for all of you and praying for me and loving on me. And I really do believe that God has brought us here and that he's... the best is yet to come. So thank you.
I'm thankful for the Lord and for him never giving up on me. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit that lives within. I don't know what I'd do without it. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my children. I'm really thankful for this church, y'all, because he sent me to this church, and I don't know what I'd do without it right now. It's like I wouldn't even have a life if I didn't come to this church. So I'm just thankful for the Lord. And there are a lot of good people here, great people here. Before I came in this church, I have one sister living. And if I have any other relatives, I don't know where they are. I have no grandmothers, no cousins, no whatever. I think that might be a good thing, you know. but I know I do have a family. And I used to sit and think, y'all, when I used to sit and think, like, when I die, nobody's going to come to my funeral because nobody knows me and nobody cares. And nobody, so it's just like, you know, it's like, I just... like, why do I even exist? But when I came to this church, y'all, that changed everything because the people here are so amazing. I've learned a lot from everybody here. And like I said, they love on you. They don't judge you. So this is my family, and it's the only family I have, and I really appreciate it. And I thank you, Lord.
Okay, I wrote one down. I'm thankful that God has a perfect plan even when I can't see all the details. Everybody don't know this about me, but I used to be an alcoholic for more than 20 years. And I'm thankful that God never gave up on me. And that as I yield to him, he changes me from the inside out.
Well, I am thankful for a lot, you guys. Thankful for this church, the people that I've met here. Y'all are really good people. I love you all.
I'm going to say, first off, I'm thankful that God brought me through the pregnancy of Megan, because that was not supposed to happen, supposedly. And then he really tried to take me out and her, and God said, nope, and we are here, and that's number one. So, and then I'm very thankful for this church, because I also was an alcoholic, and I ran every person out of my life. And this church has given me a new start. I'm 3 years sober, going on 4 years. But this church, like what he said, man, Pastor Ronnie and a lot of the ladies here and stuff, that the overcomers, and it's just, there's no words for how much these people just love you. No matter what you go through and what you have on your plate, you can, like they said, you can call and you can ask, hey man, I need some prayer. I need prayer bad. And your life will just open up. Something will open up because you've got hundreds of people praying for you. And it's amazing. That's what I'm thankful for, my church and my family.
I'm thankful for the beginning of this year turned to be overwhelming, and faced a lot of angry, horrible people by myself. And the fear that I felt through that actually made my faith in God stronger. So those uncomfortable experiences actually helped me to where now I'm facing in January maybe another uncomfortable experience, but this time I'm looking at it with new clarity. It's an adventure, and God's going to take me to better places. So thank you, God.
I'm thankful for a lot of things, and there's no time to tell them all, so I won't do that. But I do want to thank God for this church again. This is home for a lot of people. Some don't have family, or some families live too far away. But the Lord brought me here 12 years ago, and I thank God for that. I'd been in an isolated situation taking care of my husband. And he actually got to be a part of this church for 2 years before he went to be with the Lord. And we're thankful for the presence of God here. But it's in that that I got to read this scripture. Actually, before we talked earlier, I was praying, and the Lord gave this scripture to me in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13. And it's, for this reason we also thank God. This is Paul, by the way, speaking, but... For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. And I think that having been in the mission field, having been in the ministry in prior years, when I came to this church, I had to see something. I wasn't satisfied with sitting in a pew or just maybe feeling like I did what the Lord wanted me to do. I needed to see something. And I think the word of God going forth in this church, as people come in from all walks of life, I've been here long enough, and I know Pastor Ronnie and Kim and Margie and some of the others have been here long enough to see a whole lot more than I've seen. But I've seen lives changed, lives that didn't seem to be worth anything at all. When they walked through those doors, if they stayed long enough, they received the word. And that brings more joy to my heart than anything else. I work here at the church, but let me tell you, when y'all come in these doors and join us in worship, that means more than anything else, because I get to see lives changed. And then I sometimes get the results. See, I get those those slips that where people have made commitments to the Lord or have come to visit for the first time. And I get to see the whole, you know, step of what God's doing right here in our midst. And I'm just so thankful that I went to other countries to see lives changed when they didn't have any hope. But I see it right here all the time. And it never ceases to amaze me, because the foundation of this church was planted on people who didn't feel like they were worth anything coming in and receiving the Word of God and their lives being changed and being worth so much. And for that also, there's many laborers among us that have come from that path. And I thank God for the laborers that labor with us here.
Amen. Martin, you've been serving. You're welcome to speak on it since it's at your seat. All right.
Hey, God bless everybody. First of all, I just want to say I'm thankful for having such an awesome God and Father who loves me so, so much. I just want to say I'm thankful for all the people in my life, whether it be family, friends, and so on. I'm thankful for all the good in my life. I'm also thankful for all the bad. I'm thankful for the bad because it is in the hard times that if anything, it just helps me seek the Lord even more, and that only does nothing but help my relationship grow with Him even stronger. I just want to give a word of encouragement. Whenever you're going through something hard or something negative in your life, I've gotten to where I try to find a positive situation in anything negative that I'm dealing with or going through. Just remember this, if you're ever dealing with anything or going through something and you're trying to find a positive in it and you're like, man, I just can't, Lord, I can't find a positive in it. Remember this, as long as you're calling on Him and you're praying and you're seeking Him through them hard times, there's no more positive than you can get than that. He's all the positive that you need. Keep seeking the Lord, keep pushing. I guarantee you, he's there, and man, it's just awesome. God is real, and He's shown to be faithful so many times. So no matter what you're going through or you're facing, brothers and sisters, y'all know this. God is awesome. God is love. He's there. He's real. All we have to do is just continue to seek Him, and He will reward you. God bless you.
Hello. I'd like to thank God for the renewal of my mind, and I'd like to thank Jesus for filling the gap for us and giving us a way back to God, you know. And I'd like to thank Pastor Ronnie, because I was coming down off drugs and had nowhere else to go, and I said, well, I'm going to meet Jesus. You know, that's the only thing I knew what to do. And when I came here, I met Pastor Ronnie, and I'm not on parole or anything. I just came here from the streets needing a change, and the only way I knew to change is through the Lord. And I want to thank Him for giving me strength, because I surely am not the man that came in here the first time. And I'm still in process right now, and it's kind of like a photographer takes a picture, and it starts off as a negative. They got to go through the dark room where it changes. And it's being developed from a negative to a positive. And this is where I'm at right now. I'm still being developed. I'm not where I want to be, but I ain't where I used to be. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, y'all bear with me. I don't do this very much, but I'm thankful for everything that's been put in front of me as I've been released this time, for my family, for the church, for the house where Jesus shines. I'm just hoping He opens more doors than I can handle. I'm going to try to walk through all of them the right way this time and keep it straight.
Hello. Man, I just did 3 years in prison, and during that time, I'm a work in progress. Thankfully, God never gave up on me. He's still working on me. He knows I'm hard-headed. But I spent 3 years in prison, and I'm sure that was his way of getting me clean, because I was strung out on meth for many years. And so I believe he saved my life by putting me where I put me there. And I didn't ask to go to my family's house or anything. I put in for halfway houses. And I got several replies. God helped me choose a house where Jesus shines. And that's what I stuck with for 3 years in there until they finally gave me parole, and that's where I'm at now. I never have been much of a churchgoer. One of my sisters, she's in a non-denominational church in Hazel, and she has tried to get me to church. I walk into church, I don't feel comfortable, I turn around and walk out. So I want to thank y'all, because this is the only church that I've ever walked into where I feel completely at home. And I thank God on that, because I know he's still working on me. Like I said, he knows I'm hard-headed. And so he's like, well, boy, if I can't get your attention one way, I'm sure going to get your attention another. I just want to thank y'all for being y'all. And just bear with me. I'll get there sooner or later.
How's it going tonight? I thank God brought me here for a reason. You see my brothers around me. I'm an only child, and I didn't have any brothers or sisters or anything. And my mother prayed and prayed. I grew up with my grandfather. He prayed and prayed. And it took me some time to get here. But it's some powerful people up in here. And I noticed it as soon as I walked in. And I've been to churches. I've been to mega churches. And it's a feeling that you get in your heart when you're around saints of the Lord that my grandfather instilled in me, that my mom instilled in me, that my family instilled in me, you know? And so I'm thankful for my mom. Thank you for my daughter. Thank you for my granddaughter. I'm thankful even for the time in prison that I did, because it was a change. A lot of people don't want to change, but you're going to change, most definitely. I'm one of the probably motivators of people that you can meet. I get on everybody in the earth, you know. Straight up, I ain't going to tell you. They know, you know, but that's me. That's who I've been. That's who I've been all my life, you know. But I'm a leader, but I'm in a follower's position. You know? And God put me here because I was going to this other halfway house. And they said, no, you go on there. You go to Waco. And that's why I went to Waco. My mom was in Carolina, and so I went away. I came here, and on me coming here, the church had the open door. When I walked in the door, I said, "Oh man, it's pretty powerful up in there." And then you met me, and they met me. They met me off the rip. And Big Cheese met me, you know. So, yeah. But anyway, I want to just thank the ladies that pray up in the church up in here, you know. The Spanish lady over here, the lady over here, Miss Teresa, powerful, powerful, powerful. Anyway, I don't want to take too much time because, you know, I'll go off. Because I was the kid that they put the mic in the hand, believe that, and went off in Sunday school. So anyway, Pastor, I just want to tell you something that, hey, thank you from my heart. These men's heart, you know. Well, even if they don't say it, we love you.
Thank you.
And we thank you for what you've done for us.
Welcome.
And we're going to continue to walk in this door and sit here and listen to your word.
Welcome to
thank
a new
you.
Beginning, Mercy. His name is Mercy. So welcome to a new beginning. Patrick.
Hello. I've been thankful enough for my family, who I've been thankful for. It was just I've been so blessed to be my dear friend who's been coming back. And I just love you, Pastor Ronnie. You've been a friend to my family, to everyone else, and I just love that. And I am just so blessed to be in this house of God. And I just love you, fellas. You've been a family to me all these years, and I love you guys. And especially Pastor Theresa, who brought the word last week. It was inspiration to everything that I've done for. And I just want to give thanks to my family, who I've been thankful for. And I just want to have a good Thanksgiving with my family and eat as much turkey and dressing as I can. And I'm thankful for
that.
Thank you, Patrick.
Hello. I want to thank the guys that I was on the unit with, Jester 3. They wouldn't give up on me. I tried to run. They wouldn't. They wrote me and pulled me in. And because of them, one of the gentlemen that's been at the House for Jesus Shines gave me this address and had the opportunity here. So I want to thank him, too, and I thank y'all for the opportunity. And I thank Joe Burrow for transferring.
I'm thankful for second chances. God gave me a second chance, and I'm going to try to do something with it. And I'm also thankful for I haven't been the best father in the last, I got locked up. My son was tired of empty promises, and he texted me yesterday, and he said he'd forgive me, and I've been praying for that for a long time, and that was truly a blessing.
Hello, family. My name is Jamal Turner from Clearwater, Florida. I'm thankful for a lot of things, man. But to keep it short, yes, this is my celly right here. I'm thankful for my celly. My roommate, I'm thankful for him. He's a work in progress, but he's a blessing, man. I'm thankful for my father, man. I'm thankful for my mother, and I'm thankful for my family. My father, Jesus Christ, he's a good father, man. He's brought me, I've been through a lot of places, in a lot of places, and through a lot of things. He's brought me through fire. Mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, he's kept me stable. He's kept prayer angels around me. My mother is a prayer warrior. And I've been riding his wings ever since. He's never, good fathers, sometimes what they'll do is they'll protect you from certain things that, will harm you. But if it's something that if you're hard-headed or if it's something that you want to touch, then it's not going to hurt you that much, then they'll let you experience it. There by yourself next time not to go that route. And so that's what he's done for me. He's been a good father, man. And I thank him for everything that he's done. For my mom, Florida, she just came from, she had cancer. And but, she's been in remission. It's in remission or whatever. So, she's came over that. She's waiting for me to come home. I chose to come here because my work wasn't done. I didn't leave home on my broke, broke, in a worse position. So I didn't want to go that way either. I didn't want to come back that way, rather. Towards my family, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here with the gentlemen that I'm surrounded by. Thankful for the church. Thankful for you, Pastor. It's really a beautiful experience to be here. You gave in the service that you did last Sunday, you sung a song. I would like to hear an encore if possible. That was a beautiful song. It was about being thankful. Shoes on your feet, good family and stuff like that. It was very inspirational and it meant a lot to me. So I'm thankful that Miss Nielsen, I'm gonna get off after this, but Miss Nielsen, I thank you very sweet, very strong, straightforward. You're an angel. You know, they sent me an angel. So I thank you guys. Appreciate it.
I'll give an honor to God. I just want to thank him for being who he is. I mean, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And another thing I want to say is I had great parents. You know, and I listen to some of the men that I'm around right now, but my upbringing was you get up there on Sundays, you're going to go to Sunday school, you're going to go to church, you're going to go to evening service. And, you know, you might have to go to BTU, or I sung in the choir. And I used to do vacation Bible school, and I got older, and I did some things that wasn't right, and I've paid the price. But I want to thank my mother and my father, who are gone on home, for what they did. They did an amazing job. I mean, I'm not here because of them, but I'm here because of what they taught me. I mean, they showed me the way. I mean, I strayed away when I got older, but my upbringing was excellent. So I just want to thank my parents for what they did do. And then I want to thank everyone that I've met here. Miss Nelson, you've done everything I've asked. Pastor's been good, and everyone I've met has been excellent. And I just want to encourage everybody that's here, and not only my family here, but just do right. That's all God wants. Just do right. Thank you.
Hello. I just want to give thanks to the families in here and all the families on the roads tonight. And that's about it.
Well, I'm thankful I finally got out of prison a couple of days ago. Yeah. Thank you. I am real thankful for the house where the people at the house where Jesus shines give me another opportunity to start my life over. And to open my heart to the Lord. So it's not so empty. Yeah. And you, Pastor, you're a pretty cool dude. First thing I come in here and he's hugging everybody. I'm like, yeah, he ain't big to hug me. I'm a criminal. Yeah, that's what you do. Cop had never seen me before, and he come and hugged me and treated me with respect. And I got respect for you for that. And also, to the woman singing the music up there a little while ago, thank you, because it's beautiful music, and it put me where I wanted to be. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for the free pie tonight.
Good evening, I'm George Johnson. I was here before. I'm thankful for a second chance to get it right this time. I missed the house. I lost my vision. I'm going to get it right with him. Everything is possible. Anything is possible. You can beat it. You just got to be dedicated to him, man. You got to surrender everything. I was playing with him. And it cost me. Thank you.
All right. I'm thankful for my family, but I'm also thankful for God for giving me a second chance. And I appreciate everybody in this church. I love everybody in this church. Y'all have been nothing but good. I mean, and if possible, I might end up staying here.
I just like to thank God for his amazing grace, for the house where Jesus shines, Miss Nelson, and everybody here at this church, the pastor. God bless you.
I thank God that he used the Lacey Lakeview Police Department to rescue me. I can't believe that I lived that way. I can't believe I lived that way that long. The time behind bars, God became real. I developed a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and His Word.